You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Neither farm workers nor their employers are claiming victory after passage of legislation at the state capitol that includes some labor protections that most other workers enjoy. The Farm Workers Fair Labor Practices Act doesn't give either side everything they wanted. Public affairs manager at the New York Farm Bureau, Steve Ammerman, says they're okay with a 60-hour-a-week threshold before overtime and a mandatory day of rest, but a last-minute change makes it much more difficult for farmers.
You're trying to balance what many see as social justice versus economic realities, in trying to find some way to meld those two together so everyone can come out at least on the other side with something that's workable. And that's what we were all trying to do with the compromise legislation on this bill.
Originally, I mean, this proposal was fighting for 40 hours threshold, after which you have to pay overtime. What got passed was 60 hours. We understand 60 hours is a compromise.
That's Rebecca Fuentes, lead organizer with the Worker Center of Central New York. She says 60 hours a week before overtime is a lot for any job, let alone the difficult work of farm workers in the fields or dairies. Fuentes says workers will also have the right to organize and bargain with employers, but that was in exchange for no strikes, work slowdowns, or stoppages. She says while the legislation is not ideal, it is progress.
We know that we got there because we have been working for several years and really showing that workers have a voice and that they can collectively, whether with law or no law, you have the freedom of association and you can organize.
Meanwhile, Ammerman with the Farm Bureau says it's difficult to find a happy medium.
Should a farm worker decide that they wanted to work it, that seventh day would be an automatic overtime. We felt that would be too difficult. It goes around the 60-hour threshold that was agreed upon.
Ammerman says farms believe in taking care of their employees, but higher labor costs will only add to other challenges like the weather, pests, and market forces beyond their control. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.